For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Hope you're getting through your week just fine. Feeling like more than a conqueror that you are. Blessed. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? No one. Not one issue. Because God will pull you through, pull you up, pull you out. Whatever it takes. Amen. Just get in that ark of Christ. Get in that refuge. Abide. Listen to your directives. You're going to do just fine. At my conference, I had all these, you know, bullets on the PowerPoint. And when it was all said and done, I quoted Kay Arthur. I love what she said. Study your Bible. Do what it says. You know what I mean? All this great message, and no, I was very excited about that night, but you know, when it's all said and done, man, you know God, study your Bible, do what it says, you're going to do just fine, you know? So anyway, hey, we're getting through some of this teaching on enemies of spiritual passion. Very long title. That wasn't my original title that I've been sharing. That came out of a kind of an encyclopedia that I love by Kenneth Boat. It's called Conformed to His Image. And he goes through different stages of a believer's life and what we go through when we're journeying, amen? And one of it is, man, spiritual passion. And if it wanes in your life and if you're having a hard time getting going, and I'm trying to maybe expose some enemies that's stopping you from spiritual passion, and then all next week I can't wait to give sources, ideas, nature walks, you know, beholding the beauty of God, thinking about God's goodness, ways that we will cultivate or get that spiritual passion going. But right now we're exposing some things. I've exposed these enemies so far. Unresolved areas of disobedience. You haven't taken it to God yet. It's clogging your spiritual pipes and you know it. Well, what are you going to do about it? Let's get it taken care of right now. Don't go on through the rest of Thursday. When you're carrying all that nonsense, just say, God, I repent. I own it. I need help with it. I repent. I don't want to be clogged anymore. And I'm telling you, he's waiting. He'll come right to your rescue with it. Number two, complacency. Man, you just might have, yeah, whatever. I know I got to do it. I hear it preached to me all the time. Well, you know, there does come a point, my brother and sister, where you have to rise up and do something about it. And I was giving a suggestion. Ask God for the desire. If you're getting all complacent and wishy-washy, ask God to change it. He'll help you. Number three, erosion in your spiritual disciplines. I'm not only not reading, I don't want to pray, I don't want to go to church. I haven't been to church in 5 months. Well, you know what? Something's wrong here. Your spiritual disciplines are eroding, and you think that, I'm fine. You better really examine yourself. You know, we see King Asa in 2 Chronicles. He started out just fine when he stopped the spiritual disciplines. He stopped putting God first is really what happened. And he did not finish fine. So you want to make sure, you know, God's first and you're going to God. You're abiding on the vine. You're letting him infuse you with himself. Well, what about this one? This is interesting. External obedience more than obeying God just because you love him and it's from your heart. This is tricky. Talking about enemies of spiritual passion. This is tricky. We love to know that, you know, we're doing our duty. The danger is if it's not been birthed, that duty been birthed from a passion of obeying God from your heart because you love him. This is tricky. I remember going through some of these in my early years of my walk, trying to perform to make sure God was, happy with me. And God was like, "And I chose you before you even knew me. I love you before you could even love me. Stop all this nonsense." It was a rough deal for me for a while, but that could be an enemy of spiritual passion. You're making sure you're doing all the duties and the rules that you think are going to impress God and earn your brownie points. Please don't do it. It's Christianity's relationship. Religion is rules, rigidity. Okay, more tomorrow on Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.